Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese, your host, and I came up with this show a long time ago. And I want to thank everybody from TikTok that's watching and under Dawn Reese Show on TikTok. And I am a big TikTok fan. So, I'm here with Barbie from Soap This.
Hi, Dawn. Thank you for having me in today. Oh, so excited to be here.
You have done so much for my career. First, before we go to our guest.
Thank you.
And come back and talk to you and who you hooked me up with today.
Right.
And I want to thank you because some of those shout outs were from Soap This.
That's right. Yeah, Jason Thompson, I heard, and some other people from Young and the Restless.
Now, that wouldn't have happened without you and Patty.
Thank you, yes.
Patty. It's amazing. And everybody, if you have a chance, go to Soap This on Facebook when you get home and you're driving. And just like Soap This and give a comment, because these two women, they rock the world of soap operas. So
I've only been watching them for 50-some years.
I used to watch Young and Restless back in the days. Yeah, about Young and Restless.
Yeah, no, I mean, it goes back to I was a little girl. I was like 3-4 years old on the floor playing Barbie dolls, and my mom and my grandmother were watching General Hospital and Search for Tomorrow and Days of Our Lives, and you know.
Oh, we're going to come back and talk of how she got involved in all this as well during this show, and you have given me opportunities for radio listeners to win opportunities to meet soap opera stars and write letters and all that great news. And before we go to my caller, we're going to play the song for her in a minute while my producer Tommy is getting it ready, and he's ready to go in a second. But I just got off the phone with a major artist in South Florida. And for all of you that are watching Facebook Live as well, and Sam, you know who you are. You just got off the phone with me. And we are going to be doing a big music video.
Oh.
So he hired me as his casting director.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
I know. And we're going to be looking for dancers, or we're going to be, and they're paid.
I know dancers.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Oh, Danny Trevino.
Danny Terrio.
Terrio.
Yes.
What was it? Trevino. That's John Travolta.
That was John Travolta on Welcome Back, Kotter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was thinking the wrong. The other Danny met on a cruise.
Well, Danny Terrio taught John Travolta all his dance moves.
That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that would be great.
That would be great.
He lives where?
He lives here in Florida. I won't tell you exactly where, but he lives
here
in Florida.
Maybe he would be great for this music video.
He would be great. And so one of his dancers from Dance Fever is also in Florida.
So Dance Fever.
So she would be able probably, I shouldn't talk for them that they're able to do that, but, you know, it'd be great to reach out to them and see if they're available.
Oh my gosh. Look at that. Way to go. Yay. And then we'd be looking for backup singers as well. So these are paid. Very excited with his record label. So anybody that's interested. And there are so many good dancers on TikTok. Are you on TikTok?
I am not.
Oh, Barbie. I'm having so much fun. And we have so many great people watching today as well. There's a girl named Ashley Pierce on TikTok. Okay. And is Mark on the phone as well? Okay, we'll be with Mark in a minute. And Ashley Pierce won the Miss Congeniality that I gave her.
Oh, wow.
She is the best outgoing, and she is rising on her TikTok. I mean, she just got to 11K. And I've got to find out how long she's been on. It's amazing. And so I'm also giving her the best comedy live feed. Because when you watch her, Ashley, are you there? Ashley Pierce from TikTok. You have to add her.
I'm here.
Hi, Ashley. I'm live on TikTok bragging about you as well in 3 FM, 3 AM Hollywood Connections. Now, not even a couple weeks ago, we gave you the Miss Congeniality Award. And I've been watching your videos. And the one that you did with Married to a Doctor, I'm not going to tell anybody. It is hilarious. You made me belly laugh today. And I'm going to play this song for you. Everyone add Ashley. What is your TikTok name? Ashley Pierce?
Ashley Pierce 1991,
and she will make you giggle. Before I play your song, congratulations. You always tell everybody, what is your favorite saying on TikTok for everybody?
Holy bananas.
Or holy guacamole.
Holy guacamole.
Yes, yes. Make sure I'm not on speaker because we're live on 3 FM, 3 AM. I also like how you say, start a smile a day keeps the negativity away.
Yes, it does.
I know. So, Ashley, congratulations again. I love watching your live feed on TikTok. And we'll be right back. Let's play the song, Congratulations, by DeborahHampton.com. And check this out. Ashley, this is for you. You are the cheerleader of TikTok, and everybody needs to add her. We'll be right back. It's a cute song.
Party, everybody's having fun. Everybody's really glad that you are the one. Everybody's celebrating all that you've done. Let's all join in the celebration. Let's celebrate. Yes, you've been great. It's your day.
DeborahHampton.com, amazing singer. My gosh, you can book her all over the world as well. And Ashley, how does that make you feel today?
I feel amazing.
Well, you're going to have to jump off and jump on my TikTok live and tell everybody who you are. So I'll say follow Ashley Pierce 1991 and pop on my live feed if you can for a minute.
Okay, how do I pop on your live feed?
Awesome, Ashley, and congratulations. We have to go to our next guest, and you're so adorable. I can't wait to meet you someday. I feel like you're family, and that's what TikTok and so many great people support each other. And we want to thank you for calling in tonight. God bless you, Ashley.
Thank you. You too.
Holy guacamole. I love her. She's so adorable. Ashley Pierce, 1991. You got to add her. Okay, so is our VIP guest on the phone? Hello, introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
I'm fabulous. You would not be on the air with me if it wasn't for Barbie that's next to me from So This.
Oh, well, I guess I owe you, Barbie, a big thank you because this has just made my day and my career.
Great. Thank you, Mark, for calling in.
So, Mark, you are so talented. You're like a brother from another mother.
Oh, yeah, yes. That is one way of putting it. And I'm laughing. I hear all your music. They're about the Hollywood Connection. And I thought, oh, dear, I've worked in that town since 3 years old.
That's amazing. And you've interviewed some Marie Osmond. You've interviewed so many other celebrities as well.
You name it. I mean, I have interviewed Oprah Winfrey way before the world knew who she was. She hosted a little local show in the Chicago area, and I interviewed her the year she was nominated for The Color Purple. And that was an interview that I was proud of. And then I had a weekly talk show on this station, and Oprah actually guested on my show. So that was definitely a highlight. But yes, you name it. I've even interviewed O.J. Simpson's detective. So.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I know your stories are so amazing, and not even stories. And we're going to talk about how you started out in Hollywood and, you know, how you started as an actor. But first, let's go to your children's book. Tell us about that.
Yes, believe it or not, I wrote a children's book. It only took me 30 years to do so, but I've always wanted to do it. And the name of the book is called Silas and Sophie. It's S-I-L-A-S, Silas and Sophie. It's a very heartwarming story about a little country boy and the love for his dog. And it is a beautiful story. The ending is spectacular. They go off into the sunset, but it is a great book. And one of the reasons, Dawn and Barbie, that I wrote the book is I wanted to bring literacy back to children because I have a neighbor. He's a little boy here. And one day I asked him what his favorite book is. And he was like, book. He had no idea what a book is because, you know, everybody has everything today in the palm of their hand. So I thought, that's it. I am doing the book. And I wrote the book with a co-writer by the name of Travis Joseph Ziegler. He is a younger fella than me, and he lives in the country. He was born and raised with a cow outside his window. So I thought, oh, he would be perfect to add a little bit to this book, and yes, he did. So the book has been out since April, and it is available at Barnes & Noble. That's the hardcover. It's available on Amazon in paperback, and just as of the last 2 weeks, it is available on Kindle now.
Oh, that's fabulous. And tell everybody the name of the book again.
Silas and Sophie. It's S-I-L-A-S and Sophie.
S-O-P-H-I-E. Silas and Sophie.
And Silas, of course, is the boy, and Sophie is the dog.
Oh, that's so precious. So how did you meet Barbie? Tell us the story how you met Barbie or Patty.
Oh, goodness. I've met Patty through the world of soap operas, and we just connected. I believe it was online, and I called Patty and told her, you know, about myself and everything, and the soaps, and I know you guys do fabulous shows, Soap This, and I helped Patty arrange a Days of Our Lives event here in Chicago, and that's how our friendship just basically blossomed, and of course, with technology today and social media, that's how I met Barbie, and Barbie connected with me, and that is correct, right, Barbie?
That is correct.
And that is how, yes, we became friends. And in fact, I just spoke to Patty this morning. We had a wonderful conversation. So that's how we met.
Wow. But you have some questions you might want to ask him.
Yeah. So I love the fact that you wrote a book because in my spare time, like I have a lot of spare time, I also teach children to read in school, the ones that are having difficulty. The program is called LLI through Pinellas County. And I work at an elementary school and I pull the children from different classes and we read books and we have a great time. And I really get them to love the books. Yes.
That is wonderful.
So
and, you
I'll
know,
have to
Dawn
get your book.
Barbie,
that would be perfect to get your book and introduce it to my children.
Excuse me. One of the reasons is, you know, I come from, I don't want to use the word older generation, sure. But, you know, but when I was a kid, books were something very special. I tell everyone, my first girlfriend was Little Red Riding Hood. You know, I mean, You went to bed with the book. You put your name in the book. It was your personal thing. And that's what I wanted to do. And in fact, in this book, Silas and Sophie, the first two pages are actually blank, which is for the kids to doodle on, write, draw, do whatever they want, really make it their own property.
Wow, that's amazing. So they can buy this book. And one more time, where to buy the book?
Barnes & Noble.
BarnesandNoble.com.
Amazon.com, and it's available on Kindle.
On Kindle, called
Silas and Sophie.
Silas and Sophie.
Silas and Sophie, and that's, I'm letting TikTok land know that the author is on the air with us. It's so amazing. So tell us a little bit about how you started out in Hollywood. How did you start out as an actor?
Dear. Well, anyway.
Can I say Doris Day?
Yes, I'm getting to that. It all began at 3 years old. And of course, when I was 3 years old, the word gay meant something totally different than it does today. And people used to tell my mother, your Mark is such a gay little boy. So somebody suggested to my mom that, geez, you know, you should get him in commercials or whatever. So my mother took it upon herself to just go to the phone book, you know, that was all before Google, and look up a theatrical agent. And she did, and they took me down there with a picture. And before you know it, I was booked. My very first commercial was for McDonald's. And I was in it with a guy and a woman. Naturally, I was the baby. I was their baby. And the lady that played my mom is still living. She's in her 90s today. And we filmed it in the Chicagoland area at one of the original McDonald's. And, you know, I loved doing it. I was thrilled. My dad tells me, you know, oh, God, back in the day when I did that commercial, he says the cameras looked like Sherman tanks. nothing like what everything is today. And anyway, the agent was in Chicago. And as a matter of fact, I'll give a plug to her. Shirley Hamilton was the agent.
That was my first agent back in the day, Shirley Hamilton in Chicago.
Yes.
We talked about that.
Small world.
Yeah, unfortunately, she is no more with us, but just a wonderful lady. And she hired me. And then one day, my mom and dad, we were shopping in downtown Chicago, Christmas shopping. You know, Marshall Field, the big store, used to do up all the windows. So we went downtown, and that was only like blocks from Shirley's office. So my mom said, geez, well, let's go up and say hello to Shirley. So we did. And she had a gentleman in there that was another agent from Los Angeles. And he took a look at me, and, you know, I mean, I wasn't saying much other than probably goo goo gaga at 3 years old. But anyway, he looked at my dad, and he says, you know, I would like to take your son to Los Angeles. My dad's like, what? Yeah, and this is how it all began. And I started doing commercials for cereal. Well, and I did it when I was 6, 7, 8, 9 years old. I worked at Paramount, Warner Brothers, all the major studios in L.A. And this was at Paramount Studios where I was shooting the commercial. Met Ronnie Howard, who was little Opie on Andy Griffith's show. And we were all playing ball in the back lot, you know. And anyway, Doris Day was there filming a movie, looking drop-dead gorgeous. She had the script in her hand, and we were loud, just like kids, and she looked at us and she said, boy, quiet. So I always say when I write my book about my life, I will say I was yelled at by Doris Day as a child.
Well, you know, I have got a new beauty queen reporter here, and tell everybody your name.
I'm Michelle Johnson.
Can you hear?
Barely.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. Is your headset plugged in? Let's try that first. Making sure that you can hear. Double checking. Here we go. Over here. Let's see. Now you're back on. So tell everybody your name.
Kalei Johnson.
And how old are you?
7.
And do your intro for Hollywood Connections.
Hello. I'm Kalei Johnson, and I'm reporting from Hollywood Connections.
She passed our test the other day, and I wanted to have her ask
you.
Wow.
I will applaud her.
She's one of our youngest reporters in-house with us right now, and we have a couple other ones that will be doing their own tween show pretty soon coming up.
You know what, Dawn? Starting at a young age in this business is so important. I can tell you right now, years from now, she's going to be going places. She'll be announcing the Tonight Show.
You never know. I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of my kids. I said to one of my young kids, I said, I saw you on a Netflix movie. And he goes, well, Mom, you know, he said, my mom took me because she was doing all the production work. The moms are media as well, as her mom knows. And he said, you put me in front of this film director. And I asked him, how do I get in your movie? And that's voila.
But you know, it is It is a business, Dawn, like I've told you before. One thing leads to another. I mean, honestly, I don't know tomorrow what I'm doing. I could get a phone call right now when we hang up and someone's going to say, Mark, I want you to do this show. I want you, which actually it did happen to me today. It was so ironic. A gentleman called me. He's a producer. They want me to host the show local out of Chicago here, out of a museum, which is the Museum of Broadcast Communications, which I would love to do because, Dawn, all the memorabilia is there, like from Bozo Circus and all the original shows. Do you remember back in the day, Kukla, Fran, and Ollie?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, the puppets are there. So this would be something I'd really like to do. And, you know, that just came this morning out of a blue sky. So like I said, in this business, you never know.
Well, you know what? I'm so blessed today, Mark. I got a call out of the blue from a friend of mine, and he's going to be calling in. And he hired me as his casting associate director for his music video coming up in Fort Lauderdale. And
I heard you talking about it. Yeah, yes, congratulations.
Thank you. And it's going to be paid dancers, paid background singers, paid. It's going to be phenomenal. Yeah, and so he even has me as an angel in the music video. I think I can say that.
Thank you. Yes, see that? And I mean, it's amazing how things just come up. And that's how my career, I mean, I've been doing this all my life. I mean, I've just been in it since a kid. And today I'm a grown adult in my,
I know.
Let's put it this way, middle-aged, okay? But anyway, and I am still doing it till today. And I love it. And like I said, working in Hollywood was truly an experience. And then just to tell you, I met Lucille Ball. When I was a young kid, I met her at the commissary down at CBS.
I can't wait for his book.
I know.
Well, you know what, Mark? Yeah. I know this goes so fast. And give everybody your social media.
They can reach me on Facebook. It is Mark Edward Willows with one L. It's WILOWS. I also have a Twitter account. I do not, and it's at Mark Willows. I do not do TikTok, which I guess I will have to get into that because I'm hearing it is so popular.
Oh, I'm on TikTok live right now. They're saying I can't hear you guys, and I'm live on the air.
And also, if anybody wants to write me, we do have an email address, which is SilasandSophie@yahoo.com. So if anybody wants to write me anything about the book or whatever or any questions you may have, I would be more than happy to write back to you.
That's amazing. I have to go to a commercial break to pay some bills here, but stay tuned. We'll be right back, and then we have another. It goes so fast, Barbie. We're going to have to do a special on you.
Okay.
We're going to do that before Christmas because Barbie is amazing with Soap This and everybody she knows.
Thank you.
And
yes,
do an hour special.
To talk
thank
about
you.
The soap operas and all my years involved with them.
Ah, gotcha. All right, we'll be right back. Hold on.
Have you or a friend ever dreamed of learning to fight with a lightsaber like your favorite Star Wars character? Toy lightsabers keep breaking? Then come out to Largo Park and join Pinellas Saber Corp for teaching sessions Friday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And you can learn to fight with lightsabers that are made to fight with. These things are no joke. Made from polycarbonate tubing and aircraft-grade aluminum, these things can really take a beating. Pinellas Saber Corp welcomes members from ages 10 and up. Teaching sessions will be $20 for 2 hours for a limited time only. We'll teach your kids how to spar safely and with skill like their favorite Jedi or Sith. Contact us for more information at PinellasSaberCorp@gmail.com or check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/PinellasSaberCorp.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With 3 locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
And we're back, 106.1 FM, The Heat, here in Clearwater Beach, Florida. Mark, I have to say goodbye, but thank you so much. It's been too short.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for having me. I would love to do it again.
And Barbie, give your Soap This anything that you need people to know.
Sure. So thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. And Soap This
not a problem.
On Facebook.
Thank you.
And follow us. I did put a thing on there about Walt Willey and Susan Lucci and all the cast from All My Children are going to be on Kelly and Ryan tomorrow, so celebrating Kelly's 30 years with TV. So, tune in tomorrow.
We're excited, and thank you, Mark. God bless you. We're going to take a commercial.
Yes. And I will be watching Kelly and Ryan tomorrow. I watch them faithfully, and I heard them talking about it this morning, and they're going to have the cast and everything from all my children, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
I know. We can't wait. Wait till we come back with Barbie and some more. I'm Dawn Reese. We're going to go to a Hollywood song. We'll be right back. Okay. I have a Hollywood connection. Beauty Queen Special.
Hi.
Is Renee. Tell everybody your title.
Hi, I'm Renee Leone, and I hold the title of Miss Florida Lifetime reporter with Hollywood Connections.
And what is your segment on tonight?
Well, I do have one of the actresses that is on Daddy, We're Back, and her name is Robin Inez, which she plays the part of Phoenix. And she plays right along with me, and she's amazing. And she flies from out of town, and we have our grand finale in a few weeks that we're filming, and that's going to be the first season. So we're real, real excited about it, and just waiting for her to call in. Did she call in yet? No. Hopefully she calls in shortly. I know she's working and she's kind of like stopping what she's doing, and she's supposed to call in at 6:30 because I told her from 6:30 to 6:45, and she says I'm gonna make sure I do it. But she is an amazing actress. I just love working along with her. Angela and Valencia, they are part of the show, and one is Charlie, and the father I just interviewed 2 weeks ago on the show, and honestly, I couldn't be more impressed with the crew. Also, 24 Flicks. We're going to be on 24 Flicks. And honestly, I just am just so excited. And did she call in? Is she in there yet? Not yet. But I will say this, you know, having this experience, you know, acting like I was in the Invitation. Andrew Krantz was a director, the writer, and that was one of my first movies. And also, then I was in Zola, which Elvis Presley's granddaughter, her name is Riley Cohen. She was one of the main actresses. I also was a stand-in for her, and it was just you kind of get a glimpse and an idea of how hard everybody works. I mean, everybody in this business, they don't realize how hard it is. They think it's easy, but it's not. It's a lot of long hours. It's a lot of dedication. There's a lot of respect from everybody that, you know, is in this business. And honestly, you become like one big family. And honestly, I am just, you know, so amazed. And I'm talking for all of us. I'm letting everybody know how we all are in the same business, you know? And let me see. Is this it? Yeah. Here, you can call on that. Thank you so much. We're going to try to get a hold of her because she's not calling in. And honestly, this is so important that she does call in because I wanted to speak with her about, you know, how awesome she is. You know, the father that's playing Daddy, his name is Dennis Mullen, and he's playing Richard. And I just want to be honest with you. He is just amazing, too. Like, he is the character himself. And I want to tell you something. Like, I can remember years ago when I used to watch Valerie Bertinelli on, you know, she was on the show and on her own show, and she was amazing. And then some of these different actresses, like even watching Sanford and Son, like I just loved it. I mean, it was so comical. You're in stitches laughing. So, you know, this is definitely going to be a really good show for everybody that they're going to want to watch. And it's how do you say it? It's a clean show. There's no cursing. There's none of that going on. It's just all good TV. Just all good TV. And I honestly am really excited. I'm also going to be in the Italians. We're waiting for her to call in. So while we're waiting, I'm just going to talk a little bit about what I'm doing. I'm going to be Gabriella Carlucci in the Italians. I'm going to be the little sister of the head bosses of the Italians. And I want to tell you something. This series is going to be amazing. We're going to be filming all around the world. I will say from Europe, we're going to be in Italy and France. We're going to be in Tokyo. We're also might be in England. I do know we're going to be in Morocco filming. Also New York, Miami, and possibly Clearwater here. I don't know if Tampa is going to be the area, but I know that Miami is definitely a sure win-win. And I can't express this enough that I'm really looking forward for this coronavirus to for all us to get a hold of this and that everybody stays well. Zach Diappi is he's an amazing producer and a writer. He is, you know, really he's wrote enough for at least 7 years. And I want to tell you something. You're going to be surprised on seeing how many of the actors that you know from seeing them in different other shows that are going to be part of this. Johnny Martino is going to be one of my eldest brother. And he was with The Godfather. He was the driver. His name was Paulie Gatto. And he's another amazing guy. I mean, I'm just so glad that I met him. And I actually met him. I interviewed him. Dawn had said, Renee, you know, he's going to be in Orlando, him and his wife. And, you know, he does sell like the plaques that are on the front of the cars that say The Godfather. So if you see them, they got them from him because he has the rights for them. So I went and I interviewed him and we became friends. And one thing after another, I connected him with Zach Diappi. And they're like, they feel like they've known each other forever. And that's the way this business is. Like, we wind up, you know, showing people that we're all real people, but acting is a given. I mean, the naturaler you are, the better off you are. And in these films, it just depends on what part you're playing. And I'm just real excited about this. I mean, this whole year, everybody has been, you know, on their tippy toes, like not knowing where to go. Because or not knowing what to do, not knowing who to stay away from or where to, if we should stay in our houses. But I want to tell you something. If you got a mask on and you're around people you don't know, you're protecting yourself, you know. But anyway, I think our guest is on. And is Phoenix on? I think she is. Is she on? All right. Do we have my friend Robin here?
Hi
Robin, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm driving.
So. You're driving. Okay, well at least you're not working. So I wanna say that I'm just so happy that we met. We're just so happy that you met. And honestly, your part is Phoenix and Daddy, we're back. You're an amazing actress.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
We're having a lot of fun on this set. We have some amazing, amazing cast members, and everyone really click, and, you know, we mesh well, and it's is, you know, we feed off of each other really, really well. So, and that's what makes, you know, this whole thing really, really good. And it's a great show.
I know it is. And, you know, just by being at, you know, when we're filming, how everybody just connects. It's like one big family.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And I tell you what, you, I really am impressed by your acting. I really, you got me in stitches half the time on your part. And I'm, you know, everybody else, like I sit back and I watch, you know, and Angela and Valencia, Charlie and Bobby, like they're great, you know, and then Richard, you know, Dennis, he's like an amazing. And you work very, very good along with him, side by side. You really do.
Yes, I, you know, it's like we've done this before, and, you know, when you have a good cast and someone who literally brings it out of you, they bring the character alive, and you just feed off of them, it helps you to perfect your craft very well.
That is so true. And, you know, even like Marty, I mean, can't say enough about these guys. I mean, Marty's got a very good passive. He's wonderful, isn't he, with 24 Flicks? He's amazing.
Yes, he is.
And who else? Let's see. Uncle John, right? Uncle John?
Uncle John.
He's another one. He's a good character.
Yes, he is.
You know,
yes,
so have you, what other things are you involved in right now? Are you involved in some other things? I seen on Facebook, you were, I don't know whether it was a commercial or are you involved in another series?
Actually, it was another short film that I worked on called Spring Chicken.
Oh.
And actually, and that character was amazing. Oh, my goodness. I played a cougar.
A cougar. Oh, you play good cougars. Yeah.
So I've been told. But that was a great film. It was fun to work on. It's, you know, it's just different from what I'm used to. Because, you know, typecasting yourself can be good or bad. But you never want, it's good that you have a certain character you'd like to bring to life. But you should be able to play any role or, you know, become any character and make it come alive and believable and, you know, the way.
Have you done any commercials lately?
I have. The last thing I did was a commercial here locally in South Carolina. I'm here in Charleston, Great Charleston, South Carolina. And that commercial was for the, I want to say, directors. Resource directors, you know, it was a Halloween commercial. Just kind of bringing awareness to people, like, you know, you got young kids out trick-or-treating, be mindful of them. And it's one of that scenes, one of the kids got ran over. So they just kind of wanted to paint a picture of how detrimental it is and how important it is. Okay, you're out, you're having fun as adults. Watch out for the little ones.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know,
the recreational. Department of Recreation. That's what it was. I'm sorry.
I'm glad that there was a commercial about that because I noticed, like, I remember when I was younger, like, my parents would be like, okay, you're not going out on your own until you're 15. I'm like, 15? Are you serious? No, you can go on this street. We'll walk along with you. And I'm like, 15, Mom? And, you know, but, you know, I had very protective parents, and you know, I'm glad I did. I really am glad I did, and I'm sure you are as a parent. You were as a parent also.
Oh my gosh, yes! I couldn't do anything until I was a senior in high school. I couldn't go on dates or anything. Here's what I did in ninth grade: I joined the cheerleading.
I became a cheerleader too. And you know what my mother and father said? You have chores to do at home. I don't think you need to do this. And so I had to like back out. I can never forget that. And you know what? I thought, it's okay. It's okay.
Oh my God.
When I hit 18, everything changed, believe you me. But so we'll be seeing each other within the next couple of weeks. We're going to be doing the finale.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited that we'll be able to see it all. I don't know how long it will be after that. I guess after the editing and everything that's done, then we'll all get together.
I would assume so. At this point, it's really hard to tell what's going to happen in reference to the finale, but I know
you know, we're getting things done, and so that we can, you know, see what happens next.
Yes, yes. And be real excited to film the following season, you know.
Yes.
But once we do one, then we get used to doing the other, you know. But,
oh,
you know, listen, I'm gonna call you Phoenix, okay? So
absolutely.
We will definitely talk. Sorry, I have to get off. There's one of the other young ladies and she has her 15 minutes, and we'll definitely try to get on after we close the season down. We'll try to get on again with everybody, you know, with the girls and you know, with Richard and yourself and me, and maybe we'll get Uncle John on too. How's that?
Sounds absolutely wonderful. Thank you for having
me. Thanks, Robin. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Tommy, we've got another Hollywood special, Beauty Queen special coming up right now. Stay tuned with Carrie K. Davis. She is amazing.
Okay.
We are live on 106.1 FM, The Heat, as I go and get her ready for Facebook Live, Carrie K. Davis. And Carrie K., what's your segment about today?
Well, I'm going to be talking a lot about, you know, my music and what it's meant to me and how things have been just amazing lately with the music, how I'm getting lots of opportunities. God is opening all kinds of doors.
Right. And I'm going to bring Barbie in here from Soap This, and you get to interview her as well. You're a Beauty Queen reporter. And I have actually a major artist calling in, and he's working with a major record label.
I'm so excited.
I know. And he's looking for dancers and angels and backup singers. So this is your time to pitch yourself on the air when he calls in about 15 minutes.
Yay.
All right. I'll be right back. Carrie K., take it away.
All right, guys. Just want to jump on here and say hi to everybody. Hope you guys are all doing great tonight. I like to start out with a prayer. You know, thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for giving me this show. And even though I'm going through this storm, I know that you're holding my hand right now. And I'm not walking alone, but with you. And in your spirit. And during this time, I ask that you just watch over everyone in the world today. And please bring prayers to everybody that's going through the hard times. And thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen. So I just like to start out tonight by just talking a little bit about my 5-step program. I'm going to talk a little bit about that, and then I can talk a little bit about the music. My program is Living a Healthy Lifestyle, and I started it about a year ago. God inspired me to help a lot of people with holistic health. And if a lot of people on here don't really know what holistic health is, it's the wave of the future. We're all using things that are more healthier for us. Instead of bug spray, I'm using coconut oil, or I'm using apple cider vinegar. Believe it or not, I spray that on my whole entire body when I go outside. I might not smell very good, but the mosquitoes don't like it. So there's a lot of really great things to use in holistic health. Every day I make a beautiful, beautiful shake with all kinds of green veggies. I use kale, and I use spinach, and I use celery, I use broccoli. For things to sweeten up my shakes, I put apples, I put strawberries, blueberries. So I'll freeze a little bit of those and put them in the refrigerator. I try to stay away from everything that's artificial, and my sugar levels are extremely low again. So we all struggle with that. So the very first step in my program that I do want to talk about with Living a Healthy Lifestyle is the mindset. Mindset is super, super important. If your mind is in a good place and you're very positive about things, and things are going to work out, you know, God is going to see that you believe and trust in Him and that things are going to work out. So I always try to start my day off with a devotional. I'm really big about putting that on Facebook as my devotionals. But the mindset, it's what you think about, that stinking thinking. It can be just horrible. So we all want to think about what we're thinking about or what we're going to say. What you say can really, really hurt someone else. And so we have to be mindful of that. So with our mindset, it's very important to evaluate a lot. And lately I've been making like journals, daily journals, and talking about things that I believe that I can work on with my mindset. We're all the time working on that together. And as a holistic health coach, I help people with mindset. We also need to drink our water. Water is, it is a river of just running through our body, and it cleanses everything in your body. And water is so super important. So I wasn't a big water drinker, and now I just absolutely love water. And so what I do is I put lots of different fruits in my water, and I let my water sit in the refrigerator. And you can use lemons to alkaline your water. But please get your water every single day. It's very super, super important. Nutrition is extremely important. I talked about the shakes that I make every day, but I also eat very healthy. I eat whole foods. I eat lots of fruits and vegetables that are very healthy for me. Make lots of salads. I eat a lot of seafood. I love seafood. And I stay away from a lot of heavy carbs and things that aren't good for me. Now, on the weekends, I do take a couple of days to splurge. So I do believe that we can't eat 7 days the same. But I do believe 5 days a week of really, really focusing on spending some time with these five-step program that I'm talking about. So it's mindset, water, nutrition, and of course, exercise is super, super important, guys. A lot of us have to motivate ourselves to get out and exercise, or maybe we don't feel good. Maybe we live in Iowa, where I'm from originally, and you know, it's really difficult in Iowa to get out and work out outside for people that like that. So what I do is I take hula hoop classes and go roller skating and rollerblading, bike riding, walking on the beach because I am in Florida. So we just have to find that thing that we enjoy doing and do it every day. Walk your dog. Get out and exercise, though, because there's less inflammation and there's less pain when you are doing these things. So that's why I created this five-step program, which is really, technically, it's really easy to remember. And a lot of people already know that we need to do these things. So then the third or the fifth and final step is to sleep. Sleep is huge, guys. If your body is sleeping, your body is healing. Your body is not able to heal until you go into sleep. So I work with my clients on circulation therapy, and I've talked a lot about it and how if you get your proper blood flow and circulation, then you're able to have less pain and inflammation. About 2 months ago, I landed on my wrist, and I was roller skating. And I landed on my wrist and I did a little bit of damage to my wrist. So, but hey, just wanted to jump on here and talk a little bit tonight about that five-step program. So make sure you guys are getting your devotions in every day. Thank God for your blessings. Drink your water, eat your nutrition, exercise, and sleep. So, all right. Now I'm going to interview.
Oh, no, you are. Actually, we have a surprise guest for you on the air right now.
Oh, awesome.
Samuel, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi. So Samuel,
hi.
This amazing man is an amazing artist, and he's working on a music video. And Carrie, tell him about what you do. This is your time to pitch your talent to this amazing man for his music video. I'll be right back.
Well, I love to do a lot of things. I dance. I used to teach country line dancing all the time to everybody that would show up on Friday night. I love to sing. I've been singing for about 22 years. I'm writing my own music and songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
And exciting.
And I'm actually, for the first time in my life, I'm doing, I'm kind of hoarse right now because I've done a lot of shows. And
yeah.
And so, but I am trying to play keyboard, and I do love the drums.
Wow. Do you can you hit a little note for me? Let me hear what you can do.
Sure. Let's see. I want to sing something about God because he's been so amazing, right? You know?
He's absolutely amazing.
You say I am love when I can't feel a thing. And you say I am strong when I think I am weak.
Wow.
Yeah, I just...
It sounds really good. And I like that when you say that you said, I am strong. And that's what God tells us every day, that we are strong no matter what we go through or grow through, that we're strong and we are resilient.
Amen.
And that we will get through anything and everything through him.
Yes, I have. I've gone through a lot, and I'm going to be writing about it in my book, my very first book, which is Living a Healthy Lifestyle.
I like that. Making another choice, right?
Yes.
There are always choices, so this is exciting.
Yeah, and well, I have show, too, called Living a Healthy Lifestyle every Monday night, and I do it every Monday night. I get on and talk to people about a five-step program, and it has to do with their...
That is so exciting. I think that most people in the world need to hear that, living your best life.
Yes.
Your most healthy life.
Amen.
And making the right choices.
Right.
And that sometimes it's difficult because of the peer pressure and things are out there that kind of derail your opportunity to live a healthy life. But when you know who you are and you stand on who you are, anything and everything is possible.
Amen. My favorite verse is Jeremiah 29:11, that God will prosper us, continue to prosper us.
That's right.
And it's the devil's lie that we're not being prospered, so we have to
continue
to stay in the Word.
It's all in the Word. And just having that faith beyond all understanding and that knowing of who he is, and it says, by your faith be it added unto you. And so a lot of times people don't know, by exercising their faith and calling upon who they know, and in those trying times, looking to that higher power, that higher being, that higher knowing, and then knowing who that is and exercising your faith.
Yeah, so no matter what I've gone through, I've just tried to put a smile on my face, and I know that God is getting me through it no matter what
That's
it
right.
is.
That's
and.
Right.
You know, I'm a widow of 22 years, and I started my whole life over and moved to Florida, and God had a huge, huge plan for me here.
Well, I tell you what, you have a purpose and a plan, and you are divinely appointed for this moment in time. And when you are divinely appointed, that means your destiny and the opportunity is meeting, and that nothing can stop you from getting where you want to go.
Amen. Well, I get to work with you. I would love to be an angel on your show.
Oh, we would definitely love to have you as an angel on the show. You know, the video is all about calling into who you are and knowing that today is the day that you can grab your destiny and make it. And there's no limitations.
Amen.
On your life.
Well, let's give me the information or send the information over to Hollywood Connections, and I would definitely.
Okay.
And I'd like to talk to you again, definitely.
For sure.
All right. Hey, how
Hi,
are you?
Good.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, my name's Barbie.
And if you could scoot over just a little bit, I want to get you on here. We've got 1 minute. So.
1 minute. I'm Barbie with Soap This, and my sister and I put on events. My sister's Patty, and we put on events with all the soap opera actors. From
Yay.
Young and the Restless, General Hospital, Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives. So
Days of Our Lives was one of my favorite soap operas, I have to admit.
Yeah.
Bo and Hope.
Yeah, Bo and Hope. Well, she's no longer on. Last week was her last week, I think, on. But we've had Brady Black, it's Eric Martzoff that plays him.
That's awesome.
And we've had Greg Vaughn, who's also on Days of Our Lives, and he's been on General Hospital, too. So,
great.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Well, we look forward to you coming back on the show again.
Thanks. It was great meeting you today.
Yeah, you too. I can't wait to work with you a little bit.
Yes, definitely.
Or maybe we're going to have a cruise again.
Like, that's right.
Did you not have a cruise set up?
We did have a cruise, but we had to cancel that.
Yeah.
So we'll be in the works of something soon, hopefully.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Something.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.